And our special guest this morning is Scott Fixey, who's put together an interesting program called Think Outside the Bach, Music from Bach's Family Tree. This Saturday, 7:30 at the Lutheran Church of Honolulu. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Gene. Thank you for having me here today.
So there's more to Bach than Johann Sebastian.
Indeed, and you could think of our concert's title as Think Outside the Bach, because when you think of the Bach, that's who comes to mind, Johann Sebastian. But he had some 20 children and many relatives that came before and after him that were all notable composers as well.
Will you be drawing from previous generations of Bach?
Yeah, we're going to kind of be all over the family tree. We'll be starting with music from his forebears, and that piece was actually, that we just heard, Herr Wende Dich, which is Lord, Turn Unto Me, was written by Johann Christoph Bach, who was his first cousin once removed. And they actually said that this particular Bach was one of the finest composers in the family, and Johann Sebastian agreed himself. He said that he was one of the best and possibly equaled by himself.
Now, the sons of Bach, how do they compare with each other? Did they more or less write in the same style, or did they have what might be called distinctive traits?
Well, that's a really good question. So a lot of this music sort of lives on the edge of the Baroque and the classic periods. And, you know, during the time that these, the children of Bach were alive, there were more instruments available in the keyboard family. For example, in this concert, we'll feature a piece for piano, and the piano came into usage around 1710. But interestingly, some of this music will have characteristics of two styles. So perhaps the articulations of the Baroque mixed with the shifting moods of the classic period, so which just makes it very interesting.
So what kind of an ensemble have you put together?
That's a great group. We are having the string section from the Bach Chamber Orchestra, so violins, violas, cello, bass. We'll also have harpsichord played by Kathy Crozier and organ by Mark Wong. We'll have a small wind section, horn, flute, oboe, choir, and four guest soloists.
Now, how would you set up this next piece we're going to hear?
So this is Unsere Trübsal, which is by Johann Ludwig Bach. He was born around the same time as Johann Sebastian, so he's another composer in that style. He was the cousin, and this features a six-part choir with big biblical text and continuo.
Thank you.
The choir of Clare College of Cambridge, conducted by Timothy Brown, we heard Unsere Trübsal, Our Troubles Are But a Blink in the Eye, rather optimistic title, for music of Johann Ludwig Bach. And we're speaking with Scott Fixey, Director of Music at the Lutheran Church of Honolulu, and Johann Ludwig Bach. What generation of Bach is he?
He was the third cousin of Johann Sebastian, born in 1677, and he was known as the Meiningen Bach. So to keep all of these various Bachs straight, because there are many of them, sometimes they were given the title of the London Bach, which is Johann Christian, or the Meiningen Bach, because that's where they lived and made their mark as composers and organists and so forth.
So he was the third cousin of Johann Sebastian.
Third cousin, yes.
Who would you say is the most significant of the younger Bachs?
Well, you know, there's a bit of controversy there, but I would say Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach was probably the most prolific composer of his children. He wrote a lot of instrumental music. We also have Johann Christian Bach, who was the 18th son of Johann Sebastian.
He was the renegade.
He was a bit of the renegade, and he was known as the London Bach because he left Germany and he moved to be with the English. And his music there actually influenced the styles of future composers like Haydn and Mozart.
Yeah, he was a very good friend.
Indeed.
Actually the mentor of Mozart. And you'll be playing the harpsichord during this concert?
I'll be singing and conducting, and Kathy Crozier will be on harpsichord.
Oh, and what will we be hearing?
The next track, or in the program?
Well, what will she be playing?
Oh, so Kathy will be playing a harpsichord and violin duet with our concertmaster, Daryl Stark, and that's in three movements. That's by Carl Philipp Emanuel, and I think we'll actually be hearing some of that today. And then also Kathy's playing harpsichord on a quintet for winds and strings, and harpsichord by Johann Christian Bach.
Now, Carl Philipp, you say, was perhaps the most significant of Bach's composer's sons, but he was not a happy man.
That's true. There was a lot of these children and their families were fraught with tragedy. Indeed. And yeah, in fact, half of Bach's children didn't make it past infancy or even into the first few years of their lives.
Well, he certainly made it past
infancy. Yes, he did.
Let's hear a bit of that harpsichord concerto that you've chosen. It's the D minor.
The D minor, yes.
Movement from the D minor sonata for harpsichord by Carl-Philippe Emanuel Bach, and stylistically, this does differ a bit from his father. It's a bit more straightforward.
You see in this music as it develops, some of the ornamentations that were used by Bach and his generation are not present in this music. You also find shifting moods. Where in Baroque music, you'll hear sort of a unifying mood throughout. As we get into the classic period and these compositions, there'll be moments of distinct sadness, moments of joy within the same few minutes.
Scott Fixie, conductor of Think Outside the Bach, music from the Bach Family Tree, a program which will be... it'll be at the Lutheran Church of Honolulu this Saturday at 7:30. Now, we know that Johann Sebastian came from a distinguished musical family, and there are, of course, his composer sons, Carl Philippe, Wilhelm Friedman, Johann Christian, and others. But did it all end there? Is that the end of the Bach dynasty?
Well, that's remains to be seen. There's actually one more composer who is fabled to be the 20th and least known son of Johann Sebastian, and that is P.D.Q. Bach. Now, if you've heard of P.D.Q. Bach, you know that that's actually a fictional character invented by Peter Schickele. And Schickele is a musical satirist who writes music for orchestra, choir, soloists, and we will be featuring two of his pieces on our program, Think Outside the Bach.
So there'll be some comedy relief.
Indeed. Looking forward to it.
It should be a very interesting program, even a provocative one that will hopefully open a few years. Think Outside the Bach, music from the Bach Family Tree, this Saturday, 7:30 at the Lutheran Church of Honolulu, under the direction of the music director of the Lutheran Church, Scott Fixie. And Scott, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. We look forward to the concert.
Thank you, Gene. It's been a pleasure.